I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, your crying's all in vain.
Great blues man, Lazy Lester, a song called I Hear You Knockin', 1958, off that great Accello label. If you're at a yard sale and you see some Accello labels, you need to pick them up and look at them. A lot of good stuff came on that label. So, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the show is going to be coming off some CDs I came across that I've had a good while and just hadn't got them out and played them in a while, and some songs that came off a DJ show that he did. And I want to play a lot of this stuff. Very few of these charted, but I hope you hear some things that you like and some things that maybe you never heard before and some artists you never heard of. So, but I hope it's going to be a fun show for you anyway. But we're going to get started right now with Barrett Strong and then a group called the Catalinas and then Danny Zella and his group. So let's do right now Barrett Strong and a song called Actions Speak Louder Than Words.
Louder than words. Why don't you kiss me like you really miss me when I'm back to stay after I've gone away? You say you love me, oh, but do you really, baby? Action. Speaks louder than words. Oh, will you tell me that you love me, baby, all of the time? And it thrills me so much, 'cause it sounds so fine. Why don't you rock me when I'm feeling so sad? Why don't you hold my hand when my luck is running so bad? You say
speaks louder than words.
I got that fever love bug running me round. I'm chasing women, man, all over this town. My head got dizzy and I can't hardly see why this woman's doing to me. She's my baby and a love of my soul. I'm never, never gonna let her go. Yes, getting speechless. I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak but I can't even say she's my baby and I love her so. Never, never let her go. I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak but I can't even say, 'cause I'm, yes, so speechless. Walking by that moonlit bay, I try to speak but I can't even say, she's my baby and I love her so. Never, never let her go. She's my baby and I love her so. I'm never, never gonna let her go. Yeah, so speechless. Yeah, I see her walking by that moonlit bay, I try to speak but I can't even say, she's my baby and I love her so. Baby, and I love her so. I'm never, never gonna let her go. 'Cause I'm, yeah, getting speechless. So speechless.
Top of my head. He said, well, you're lucky that you won.
Zella and the Zellrocks. That's 1959, early 1959. Went up to number 71 on the pop charts around the nation. Something you may not have heard much of in your area since it only made 71 across the nation, but real good sound by him. Guy that's born in Detroit, Michigan. He did one more record that I know of. He called it Sapphire, but that's not the same Sapphire as Big Danny Oliver did. In fact, his version of his song Sapphire was a lot like Wicked Ruby, the one we just played, Wicked Ruby. But anyway, he really did some rocking there in those days. And let's see, before that we had the Catalinas. Don't know much about the group. All I know is that particular record, Speechless, came on the Backbeat record label, which I mentioned earlier in the show when I played the Lazy Lester song. Excello had some great sounds. Backbeat did some real good stuff. It wasn't a very well-known label, probably. Didn't have a lot of hits off of it, but boy, they put some real good records out there. But and that's one group, you know, you got a lot of people that try to sound like Elvis. This is a bunch that kind of sound like Jerry Lee Lewis a little bit. You've heard his song Breathless. Well, this is Speechless. So I imagine some people probably said, hey, you can't release that record. But anyway, here we go. That was the Catalinas. And Barrett Strong got us started. Actions Speak Louder Than Words. And I just don't know much about that record. I'm not sure if it was on the Anna label that he had some stuff off of, or he did the Tamla. One of those two, possibly, but it could have been later. But anyway, I would think that that's probably an early 60s song. But actions speak louder than words. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Charlie Rich going to get us started, then Dale Shannon, and then one of the great groups back in the 50s era, the Clovers. So let's do right now Charlie Rich and a song called I Feel Like Going Home.
I'm tired and weary. Everything I done was wrong. And I feel like going home. Thought I tried to see it through. But it was too rich for me. So now I'm coming home to you. Yes, I feel,
Lord, I feel
like growing. Outer skies are closing in.
Outer skies are closing in.
And out of friends. As I have been, Lord, I feel,
Lord, I feel
like going home.
Lord,
Lord,
I feel
like.
I feel like going
pay you, and I'm tired. Everything I done was wrong. Lord, I feel like going home.
Lord, I feel like
going. Oh, I feel like going.
I feel like going.
Ball, and that ain't all. Down in the alley,
Down in the Alley. That came out in 1957. They released that on the Atlantic label. Didn't chart, but real good sound by them. Of course, they're more known, I think, in the national spotlight for Love Potion Number 9. But they did a lot of great stuff. Had some really good sounds. So, but I really always enjoyed listening to Down in the Alley, 1957. Before that, we had Dale Shannon. A little bit different style of his, a little more kind of a hard rock guitar song there by him. And, of course, there was a lot of guitar in his stuff, but that one's a little more outstanding guitar playing there going on. So that came out in 1965, came on the Amy label, a song called Move It On Over. And let's see, and before that, getting us started, Charlie Rich. Now, that song, I Feel Like Going Home, was the flip side of, I believe it was The Most Beautiful Girl, 1973, Epic label. But that's not the version that you got if you flipped over that song. That one I played there, I think, is more of a, I think it was a demo, and had a little more soulful sound, blues sound, and then some good backup singing, almost like a church choir there with him. But the one you played on the flip side of the hit didn't have any of that style to it. It's a little bit different. It's just Charlie and his piano. But Charlie Rich, 1973, on the Epic label. And this one, I think, if you wanted that version there, I think it's on some of his essential CDs you could buy and get it. So, okay, let's keep going now. We've got, let's see, we're starting off with a guy named Cousin Leroy. And then we're going to do Dick Dale. And, you know, Dick Dale's, of course, he had the hits that he had with the instrumental guitar, but in this one he does some singing. So get to hear what he sounds like there. And then Whitey Pullen, a guy from the Alabama area, is going to do a little song for us. So let's do right now a little song called Waiting at the Station, Cousin Leroy.
Trying
Whitey Pullen, Tuscaloosa Lucy. Of course, that's being from Alabama. I'm sure he got the name Tuscaloosa from the city of Tuscaloosa down there. So real good sound by him. That came out in 1960 on the Sage label. And I don't have a copy of that. I sure would like to. But that's about a $100 record if you can find it in very good shape. So, but good sound by him. I like that piano break there, too. That's real good. Dick Dale did some singing for us right there on that next one. That's a little song called Jesse Pearl. 1960, came on his Deltone label. Now that one goes a little higher. That's about a $200 to $300 record, depending on the condition you find it in. But real good sound by him, and I like that one a lot also. And getting us started, also from 1960, Cousin Leroy, Waiting at the Station. That came out on the Herald label, one that didn't chart. You know, there again, there's another label, Herald label, that had some real good sounds on it. Had a couple hits on it, but that one, you know, if you see Herald, you might want to pick it up. So. And see who it is. So, real good stuff by Cousin Leroy, Waiting at the Station. Okay, let's keep going. We're just playing some songs off a CD that I came across that I've had a long time. In fact, I've got quite a few CDs that have this style of music on it. It came off a radio station, and DJ made some copies. And anyway, so I got me, and I like what he played. And we're going to keep going right now. Very few of these songs I'm playing today charted, but real good sounds. We're going to get started next with the Eldorados, and then Irma Franklin, and then the Impalas. So here's the Eldorados, and they're doing a song called Bim Bam Boom.
Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere along about midnight. Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere along about midnight. I wonder, yes, I really, really wonder who could that someone be. Somewhere along about 11:44, heard someone knocking at my back door. Hurried to the kitchen to look what I could see. Behind the little sleep I had, I barely could see. Someone come knocking at my back door, just like they did before. She was a boxy little mama with great big hips, pretty long hair, pretty red lips. 5'2" with eyes of blue, you knew exactly what to do. She went,
bam, 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 and a boom, 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 and knocking at my back door. This cat is wrong at a ringside seat. She has great big ears and funny little feet. She's 6'2", dressed polka dot blue, and she looks like something from the Brookville Zoo.
Bam, 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 banana, boom, 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 knocking at my back door. Bam, bam, booming. Yeah, bam, bam, booming. Yeah, bam, bam, booming. Yeah, bam, bam, booming. Yeah, bam, 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 banana, boom, 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 knocking at my back door.
Much anymore. We used the candy store.
Cupid. That's an LP cut off their Sorry I Ran All the Way Home LP, 1959. And it didn't chart. It was just an LP cut, but it's well worth playing and listening to. So hope you enjoyed that one. I like it just as much as I like Sorry I Ran All the Way Home. Irma Franklin before that, Peace of My Heart. Number 10 on the R&B charts in 1967. Made it to 62 on the pop charts. And that's her version of Peace of My Heart, the original version before Janis did it. And I like it. So real good sound there by Irma Franklin, which is she's the little sister of somebody by the name of Aretha Franklin. I think you've heard of her, too. So, and before that, we had the El Dorados doing Bim Bam Boom, 1956, a song that didn't chart on the VJ label. Of course, they did the song At My Front Door, Who's That Knocking? This is not an answer song to it, but it's almost a follow-up to it. Because somebody's knocking at that door and looks like somebody from the Brookfield Zoo. So, but anyway, real good song by the El Dorados. All right, we're going to keep going right now. We've got a double play coming up next. We're going to start it off by doing a song called Mickey Newberry. And then we're going to do two by a guy from Alabama by the name of Arthur Alexander. And so we're going to get started with Mickey Newberry. And you've probably heard Elvis do his version of American Trilogy. Well, this guy here, Mickey Newberry, who wrote lots and lots of songs. I guess I ought to do a whole show on him. But Mickey did the original version, and this is what I'm going to play today. So this is Mickey Newberry and his original version of a song he wrote, American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away,
Arthur Alexander, Pretty Girls Everywhere, his version of that. That was a 1958 hit for Eugene Church, and a song that I've always enjoyed by Eugene Church, but Arthur did a real good version there in 63. That was released on the Dot label. Didn't chart for him, but real good sound there. So if you're looking for that, look for the Dot label. I think the flip side is Baby Baby, seems like it is. But anyway, before that we had Arthur Alexander recording as June Alexander on the Judd label, 1960. And that was a song called The Girl That Radiates That Charm. The flip side of that was a song that some of you might know. It's called Sally Sue Brown. That's about a $400 or $500 record if you can find it, because everybody wants to get a copy of Sally Sue Brown, so all the collectors. But that is on the Judd label out of 1960. It says June Alexander, but it is Arthur Alexander. That's our double play of the day for a gentleman here from Alabama, and had a couple of hits and a real good sound. A lot of people recorded, even the Beatles recorded a couple of his things. So, and let's see, and before that, getting us started was Mickey Newberry with his original version, a song he wrote, An American Trilogy. And his version charted and went higher than Elvis's version. You know, Elvis heard it and decided to do his own version and used it at his concerts and changed it up a little bit, added a little more dramatic to it. But Mickey had a version of his own, and it charted. Let's see, 1972 was his version. I believe it made the top 30 for him, and Elvis's didn't crack the top 50. But I like both versions, but that's the original right there. Okay, let's keep going. We got, we got coming up next a guy named Johnny Sala, S-A-L-A. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Then we're going to do T-Rex. And then a group called The Caps. And it's almost time to get out of here, so let's see if we can get these in here. Let's go right now. And we've got Johnny Sala with a song called Casual Little Girl.
Walking all the way home, the passion of the earth blasted in smile. Now it's neat sweet, ready for the moon bass grind. We love to boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said we love to boogie. We love to boogie. High school boogie. Jitterbug boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. With a tail feathers high, jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. With your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat, bebop baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie. Yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie. I love to boogie. Jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie. I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
Also sings, he says, so oh, well, well,
oh, well, oh, well,
that's all right, he says, so oh, well, well,
oh, well, oh, well,
rock tonight, he says, so oh, well, well,
oh, well, oh, well,
riding high, everybody's coming to the jump and jive now. Well, my old daddy Dean, he's got a Cadillac car, and all the girls that come from near and far, and when he's out of driving on a sunny day, what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
that's all right. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
rock tonight. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive. Yeah.
Ooh, whoppy, whoppy, do, 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 day.
You can hear them all say, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
that's all right. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
rock tonight. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
With a song called Daddy Dean, 1959 on the White Star label, and a good sound by them. Flip side's called The Red-Headed Flea, and that's a song about a car. It's a car song. So lots of good car songs. I'm going to do a show before long about car songs. I did an article in our newsletter the other day for Birmingham Record Collectors about car songs, and there's just so many of them out there, and we need to do a show that's just strictly about car songs. So some of you've never heard. All right, so 1959, The Caps and Daddy Dean. All right, before that, we had T-Rex doing I Love the Boogie. That song was, it charted in England. It went up to number 13 and stayed on the charts for a couple months. Didn't chart over here in the States. And there was a little controversy about that song. In fact, the people that, you know, rockabilly was a real, is still a real big thing in England. Lots of followers of rockabilly sound. And a lot of them got mad because they think that song sounded too much like Webb Pierce's Teenage Boogie. And in fact, they even had a record-burning event held there in East London, and to burn copies of T-Rex record. And so kind of like when it happened over here when the Beatles got so big and made some comments and people didn't like some of the things they were saying and started burning their records here. So, but hey, they went on and T-Rex went on and, you know, we'll make it. Life goes on. So, but they did. In fact, when they tried to get the group in trouble for doing this song, a musicologist did both songs and checked them out, and he just said that nothing can be done because even Teenage Boogie had a riff that had been around a long, long time, and probably Webb Pierce took it too. So who knows? Who knows? But sometimes it just happens that way. But good sound by T-Rex. I love the boogie. And if you like a real good, fun YouTube version of that, go on there and it shows different people doing different styles of dancing to that song. So clips of movies and clips of other things that this guy added there. So you might want to check that out. All right, let's see. Before that, we had Little Johnny Sala and a little song called Casual Little Girl. I wish I knew more about that. All I know is it came out probably in the late 50s, maybe early 60s. And it's on a record label called Eddar, Eddar. Casual Little Girl, and Flipside is a doo-wop song, kind of a doo-wop song, Two Little Fishies, I believe was the name of it, something like that. But anyway, Little Johnny Sala, Casual Little Girl. All right, we've got to get out of here. So we're going to close with our instrumental song today, as we always do. We got a Dale Hawkins instrumental today. Now, if you've got a copy at home of his hit La Dudada, 1958, that song went up to number 32 on the charts. Well, flip it over and you get a song called Cross Ties. And that's what we're playing today, is Dale Hawkins and his version of his song called Cross Ties. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it. And just played a little bit of everything off a couple CDs that I've got that had songs a DJ played. I believe it's from up in the Northeast, maybe New York, New Jersey. I can't remember right offhand. But anyway, had these CDs a long time and got them out and said, I need to play some of this stuff. So a few of these charted, but not many. Hope you found something you really like, though. All right, so let's get out of here. Thanks for joining the BRC Radio Show, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.